Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. As I have given you fair warning about, this is our 22nd anniversary week. This is the day. It's 22 years ago today I started doing my radio show. And we've been doing it now all these years nonstop. And I want to thank you for all that you've done to be part of this over the years. We've been nationally syndicated and worldwide on the internet ever since. And a lot of milestones over the years. And one of the things we've done on the show, folks, is we've tracked the economy. We've tried to stay close, stay up to what's going on with the economy. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit right now. I'd like to talk a little bit about the economy, what I think about what's going on. And you listen to other people. But I worry that maybe some of the people you might be listening to have a vested interest in the economy not doing well. So be sure that you're judicious and discerning in who you listen to. Make sure that you listen to people that you know, even if you don't know them, that the responses they're giving you are based in some kind of economic, has some economic credibility. They're not just, you know, wishing, or they're not just, you know, predicting. You know, when I look around, I see a strong workforce. More people are working now than ever before. Look at where unemployment is now. I see 6-8 million, depending on who you ask for, job openings. If you want to work in today in America, you can find a job. If you want to work and you're willing to show up, now the people who you know who are unemployed are, now they might not be able to find the job they want. And they might be underemployed for different circumstances. I know some people like that. Not their fault. This happens. It happened to me once. To be underemployed, you know, that happens. But if you want to work, if you will show up, there's still people being fired. As tough as it is to get people to go to work today, people are still being fired today because they don't show up or they don't do a good job or they whatever. But if you want to work and you'll show up, there's a place for you somewhere in a job. And that's a good sign. That's a strong economy. Main Street, I've never seen small businesses so productive and profitable. In my opinion, I've never seen the small business sector stronger than it is right now. Part of the reason is because during the lost decade, we scaled ourselves to the point we got our financial management right, and we retained earnings, and we built a stronger balance sheet. And that's one of the reasons why small business owners, and I did predict this. I said whenever the economy turns around and it's doing great, we'll have outrageous success. And that's what's going on right now in the Main Street economy. Notice I haven't said one word about Wall Street. Wall Street is not the Main Street economy. Now, it's an indicator. It used to be a leading indicator of the economy. Now it's just a leading indicator of itself. But it's not a bad thing that the stock market is doing well. It might not be great that it's doing so well. It's a little bit overheated, I think. But still, I think right now the economy, the U.S. economy, is probably stronger than it's ever been. And what I worry about a little bit, the only thing I worry about is Washington and Wall Street. That's all I worry about. I'm not worried about Main Street. I'm not worried about the supply chain. I'm not even worried about tariffs. I'm not worried about trade wars right now. Today, I'm not. I'm not worried about inflation. I'm not worried about interest. I'm not worried about taxes. I only worry about Wall Street and Washington, because those are two places that, with a flick of their hand, they could do something stupid that would hurt all of us. That's my only concern. Notwithstanding those two groups who sometimes collude and hurt us, but in terms of the economy, as in the literal specific definition of the economy, it's strong. I don't see any downturns on the horizon, over the horizon. One day it will happen, but right now, for this foreseeable future, it is strong, and I'm investing as such myself in the economy, not in Wall Street. 22. I'm Jim Blassie, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.